With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. This just in, Republican Randy Fine has won the special election to the U.S. House in Florida's 6th Congressional District. He replaces former Congressman Mike Waltz in that position. A procedural vote on moving several bills failed when 9 Republicans voted to defy House Speaker Mike Johnson on a bill that would let new parents vote remotely. Speaker Johnson tells reporters he can't allow that proposal to move forward.
Well, it's a very disappointing result on the floor there. A handful of Republicans joined with all the Democrats to take down a rule that's rarely done. It's very unfortunate in this case. 96% of House Republicans voted against proxy voting because they believe it's unconstitutional and they agree that it would open a Pandora's box.
The rule failed 206 to 222 with 9 Republicans joining all Democrats in voting against the measure. Polls should be closing this hour in Wisconsin, where a hotly contested Supreme Court seat is up for grabs between Democratic liberals and Republican conservatives. Wisconsin voter Jim Seeger, who voted for Brad Schimmel, regrets that the Wisconsin Supreme Court race is breaking records for campaign spending.
I think it's a shame that we have to spend this much money on especially on a judicial race. There's certainly a lot of money coming in from both sides, and I guess that's just the way our system works. I wish it didn't.
And again, just a reminder that this just in, Republican Randy Fine has won the special election to the U.S. House in a Florida congressional 6th congressional district. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 11 points, the Nasdaq rose 150. This is SRN News. A new poll tracks religious switching around the world.
The Pew Research Center has been studying the phenomenon of people leaving the faith they were brought up in for a different belief system, or none at all. Religious switching is most prevalent in South Korea, where half of adults have abandoned the faith of their youth. In the U.S., 28% have done so. The Pew report also indicates that most of the people who switch faiths are swapping the religion they grew up with for no religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
British lawmakers are considering a measure that would limit pro-Hamas protests outside of Jewish places of worship, schools, and other institutions. Home Secretary Yvette Cooper says the legislation is designed to protect and assure England's Jewish community, which has felt embattled since the Hamas attack on Israel in the fall of 2023. Cooper adds the right to protest must not undermine a person's right to worship. This is SRN News. Israel's military says it struck a building in Beirut's southern suburbs, killing at least 3 people. The Israeli military says it had targeted a member of the Hezbollah militant group. At a news conference, Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar says the member of the Hezbollah militant group that the Israeli military targeted was a danger to Israelis.
Terrorist posed a real and immediate threat, what we called ticking bomb. Therefore, we had to eliminate the threat. Israel will continue to remove any threat to our citizens.
The Israeli military then had warned residents in the crowded suburbs before the attack after 2 projectiles were launched from southern Lebanon, which Hezbollah denied firing. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.